Welcome back. You're with the news at one. An Israeli airstrike on a UN school packed with hundreds of displaced Palestinians in central Gaza has reportedly killed at least 40 people. Israel's military said it had conducted a precise strike on a Hamas compound in the school and killed many of the 20 to 30 fighters it believed were inside. Gaza's Hamas-run government media office denied the claim and accused Israel of carrying out a horrific massacre. The school was in the Nusrat refugee camp, where the United Nations Relief and Works Agency for Palestinian Refugees is operating. Their Director of Communications, Juliet Tuma, joins us now from Jordan. Juliet, thank you very much for taking our call again today. What's your understanding of what happened?
Yeah, thanks for having me. It's another horrific day in Gaza. We received information this morning that one of our schools in the middle areas has been attacked by Israeli forces. The school was home to at least 6,000 people who sought refuge in the building due to the war, and we're able to confirm that 35 people have been killed in this early morning's attack.
35 people, you say. Do you know who they were?
I don't have a breakdown or information on the casualties. What I do know is that the school had thousands of people, among them women and children, and that we received no warning at UNRWA, nor have the people who are sheltering in the school have received any warning from the Israeli army prior to the attack.
In a statement, the Israeli Defense Forces said fighter jets had conducted what they called a precise strike on a Hamas compound embedded inside an UNRWA school in the area of Nusrat. An annotated aerial photograph highlighted rooms on two upper floors of the building, which the IDF said were the, quote, locations of the terrorists. How would you respond to that?
We saw these claims. They are shocking claims. UNRWA is not able to verify these claims or comment on them.
The IDF also said that members of Hamas and Palestinian Islamic Jihad who took part in the 7th of October attacks had been operating in the building. They said before the strike, a number of steps were taken to reduce the risk of harming uninvolved civilians during the strike, including conducting aerial surveillance and additional intelligence information. You say there was no warning.
There was no warning, and we also share the coordinates of all our buildings in Gaza with the Israeli army and other parties to the conflict. And I checked that this school was on that list. The coordinates of this school was on the list that we shared with the Israeli armies in army, including yesterday.
An IDF spokesman, Lieutenant Colonel Peter Lerner, also told reporters in Israel that between 20 and 30 fighters had been using the school to plan and carry out attacks, and that many of them were killed in the strike. He also said he was not aware of any civilian casualties and questioned the figures being put out by Hamas-run authorities. How would you respond to that?
Like I said, I have no way to verify these claims. I have seen those claims. What I do know is the following. This is a United Nations building. It was home to 6,000 people who are displaced, who were forced to flee their homes because of the war. This is a United Nations facility, which means by law it is protected, and people in it, civilians in it, must be protected at all times. And that the Israeli authorities and other parties to the conflict have the coordinates of this building.
So when an attack like this happens, when this attack has happened, what do you do in terms of your communication with Israeli authorities?
Well, we protest every time there is a violation against the United Nations. We protest to the Israeli authorities. This is the second time in less than 6 weeks that this very same school comes under attack. We have protested the first time, and we have not got any response from the Israeli army to our protest, which is not unusual. Quite often, we never receive a response from the Israeli authorities following these written official legal protests that our international legal team puts forward to the Israeli authorities.
Julia Tuma, Director of Communications with UNRWA, thank you very much for speaking to us from Jordan today.